So for us, we did an assessment and we looked at as leaders of the organization, what is actually most important and what matters to us most. And first of all, was the safety and protection of our staff, our customers, and our smallholder farmers. And because we did not know yet what the situation was, we had to lock down first as we did an assessment, so that we could do a clear assessment and get some kind of guidance on what is happening. Our sources of information, mainly we were relying on government information and online resources. The narratives by David were quite useful because they had a lot of information on what to expect and what is actually happening. So and that seemed for us like solid and good enough for us to make assessments on what we need to do for the first years and the first few months as we try to cope. Based on that, we did the reduce strategy. For that, we had to reduce any contact, like the social distancing that's required. And then we reduced the amount of time that the staff have to work so that in production, so that they could get enough time to get home. And we also worked to reduce any activities that could be held at a later date so that only the core business strategies would be employed. Then we also tried to see how to cope, because we also faced some reduction on our side in terms of reduced revenues because of less commercial activity. So we had to try and see how do we then also pivot our business to make sure that we could cope. The second strategy that we employed, the last part of the reduced strategy, is that we had to reduce some staff salaries, and I started by taking a 30% cut and also explaining to staff that for us to survive, we all have to take a few cuts. And so a 10% reduction of staff salaries is something that we have employed. But we have tried to do it with compassion. One of the things that we try to do is also consult with others on how they're handling the situation and getting access to information that would help us know how to cope. So I enrolled in a crisis management program that is run by GSBI, an accelerator based in the UK. They were running a program for entrepreneurs that are being affected by COVID-19, and it's a 3-week program, and every week you learn something and you try to apply it to your business, and it helps you cope. And that was really, really useful for us because that's where we got to anchor our strategy for coping with the delay and restore and reduce strategy. So what they do is they give you business mentors, and these mentors are people who have been in business for long and have passed through recessions themselves, and they will give us tips on how they have coped through different recessions. So this for us, I would say, open communication and access to networks that have passed through various challenges has been very helpful for us to cope. And this is probably the last message I will send on our strategy. I have covered the reduce, the delay, and the restore. So from being part of the program, we carried out a situation analysis, developed an action plan, and our action plan actually involved delaying some of the strategic initiatives. Some of our suppliers also had to delay their supplies to us. We're still waiting for our equipment from South Africa, and we do not know when we will receive it. We have a hope that we will receive it in June because they are also facing a lockdown. So we are being compassionate both ways to our suppliers, as well as having to be to expecting compassion from others and just being very honest about the situation, because everyone right now is doing their best to cope. So those are the three strategies that we have employed, and we have the restore anchor is based on what our plan is to come back into business, and one of them is we will have to do retraining of our staff, our farmers, and also assure our customers that the product that they will be receiving to us has been produced in a safe environment, we feel like that is very important for their peace of mind as well. So that's our restore strategy. We have a plan. We have negotiated with the various investors as well as any loans that we have had to see if we could defer some payments until business comes to normal, and that is what we call the restore strategy. At the individual level, I do feel that I think I can relate to a lot of people who've been affected because I have four family members who've lost their jobs. Three of them are, one is my brother, my sister-in-law, and two brothers and my sister-in-law all work in the hotel industry, and all three of them have lost their jobs because there's nothing much happening in the hotel industry. So actually right now I'm just from having just chatting with them, giving them some form of emotional support, and I suppose it's a time that we have to sometimes think beyond our own interests and see how well we can support others. So I can imagine how mine may be three people, but there may be families that have more people who have lost jobs and really don't know when or next they will actually earn some income. But we are hopeful and we will keep doing our best to support each other. Thank you. Actually earn some income, but we are hopeful and we will keep doing our best to support each other. Thank you.